This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. After months of campaigning and millions of dollars in advertising, it's finally election day. Voters will decide the races for governor, the U.S. Senate, the District 54 Assembly seat, and more. Polls are open, though close at 8 o'clock tonight. A heavy turnout is expected, and given the tightness of some of those races, winners may not be determined until sometime early tomorrow morning. Because of the election, the Oshkosh Common Council will meet on Wednesday this week. The council is expected to vote on their upcoming city budget. Despite some council members saying they're not going to support raising taxes any more than 4.19%, the final number is 4.5%. Now, for a $150,000 home, it means taxes go up about $90 this year. A state grant is paying for 25 license plate readers to be installed around Oshkosh. Police say the license plate readers will help them solve crimes in the future. Those cameras cost nearly $125,000. Page 2, reconstruction of Algoma Boulevard between Congress and Wisconsin expected to wrap up late this week. High Avenue detour will go back to a two-way when that happens. The Oshkosh School Board and its newest member, Angie Lee, will meet tomorrow night. The school board will discuss ways of improving test scores after the pandemic resulted in poor reading and math scores. The Winnebago County Health Department is offering a free Narcan clinic that goes on Thursday at noon, then again at 5:30 in the afternoon. Details can be found on the County Health Department website. The paint of the pump is back again. Get this, gas prices have soared to $3.75 a gallon in Oshkosh. It's up 25 cents in the last week. A record, 46,000 people turned out for the Payne Art Center's Nature of Light exhibit. That's a record for them. Crowds return to the Payne later this month as they have the annual Nutcracker getting underway. And hold on to your Powerball ticket. Last night's drawing has been delayed. There's still a chance you win $1.9 billion. Turning to sports, Oshkosh North basketball standout Steve Clark has received his first D1 college basketball scholarship offer. It comes from Murray State in Kentucky. He's the son of Brad Clark, a former Wisconsin Mr. Basketball. I'm Bob Brunell. That's Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First. Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Now get out there and vote.